Hi, this is Helena. Welcome to episode 123 of my podcast. This was a live stream that I did with Matthew Coast on why you should never chase a man and what to do instead to get his energy coming towards you throughout the course of your whole relationship if he's the right man for you. If you'd like to see a video of this episode, I'll include a link in the show notes. You can also go to forever1234.com if you'd like a free trial of Matthew's program that we talked about in this episode. You'll be able to get your personal questions answered by our top coaches when you join. I'll include that link in the show notes as well. I hope you enjoy this episode. Let's dive in. What's the first thing you want to share?
So the first thing that you want to do is you want to shift your focus, right? And so you want to shift it from being about the man to being about the relationship. And I know when a lot of women hear this, they think it's like some kind of semantics, right? Like I'm playing word games, like, oh man, relationship, whatever, right? Well, when you're focusing on getting the man that you want, it actually makes it a lot harder to get him. And why would it do that, right? Because if you're focusing on the guy, what ends up happening is that you put yourself into this position where you need to convince him that you're the right person for him, right? And so you're like, okay, I got to get this guy and I got to do all these different things in order to get this guy. Whereas if you shift it and make it about the relationship instead, it goes from being about getting this guy to which guy is going to take me to this relationship. And so you flip the frame and you're looking back at him and saying, hey, are you going to qualify yourself to being somebody that I'm going to have this relationship with? Or are you going to weed yourself out by not doing all the things that a masculine man would do in a relationship and moving things forward and a quality guy and all the things that you want, right? So when you're focused on the guy, what ends up happening is you start doing everything, right? You start working really hard to do everything. And it's kind of like pushing a boulder up a big hill, right? You can do it. It'll be really, really hard to get that boulder all the way up the hill. And once you do get the boulder up the hill, the boulder is just going to want to roll right back down, right? And so that's kind of the metaphor. And so instead of making it about the guy, make it about getting into the relationship and then which guy is going to take you to this relationship. And if it's this guy that you've been talking to, that's great. And if not, then that's fine too, because you'll find another guy who is willing to take you there. Does that make sense to you?
Oh yeah, absolutely. You know, I've been talking for years and years about the dangers of going into convincing mode, and everyone right now can just imagine that man who's pulling away or that man they want. If you have him on a pedestal in your mind, you almost can't help it. You just, everything in you wants to lean forward and convince him of how great the two of you would be together and prove yourself to him, even in very subtle ways, right? And a man can feel that. He can pick up on that in your vibe and in your energy, just like you can. A lot of these go both ways. So if you were to imagine yourself on that pedestal, or at least take that man down off the pedestal you have him on, and zoom out a little bit and just imagine lots of men coming towards you, right? That puts you in a place of power where you're not over-investing in a man who isn't doing the same with you yet, right? So very attractive place to come from. I love that. Anything else you want to say on that one, or are you ready to move on to number two?
No, that's number one, is you just shift. It's a mindset shift. You really have to shift your mindset. And then number two is showing romantic interest in him. And basically what that is it's something called the attainability principle. And what the attainability principle says is that most people will only pursue things that they think that they ultimately can have. Mm-hmm. In other words, if he has to believe that he, like, being with you in a romantic sense is ultimately possible. And a lot of women, so Helena and I were actually just talking yesterday, and we were talking about this. I do a lot of reading of other people's materials in the industry, just because I want to know what everybody's saying. And I was reading this book about leaning back, because it's kind of a big topic that Helena and I kind of talk a lot about in our own way. And one of the things that the woman was talking about in this book about leaning back is she said, leaning back means that you never initiate, you know, ever, you never call him, you never, you know, reach out to him, you never do any of that kind of stuff. You don't show any interest in him. And I'm just like looking at this, like, oh my God, like, no wonder. Like, I thought that people, because Helena and I will talk about leaning back, and then somebody will be like, oh, you know, I'm never contacting him. I'm going into no contact, the no contact part of leaning back. And we're like, why do people keep saying this, right? Well, it turns out that there's actually coaches that are teaching to not contact him, never reach out, never initiate, never show any interest. And it's just really, really bad because of the attainability principle, right? Mm-hmm. Think about it in terms of like a video game, right? Like, guys play video games a lot because it's like this addictive thing, right? They get this dopamine release that comes into them when they're playing the game, and they're making little achievements throughout the game. And that's what releases the dopamine. Well, if the game is like impossible to win, and the guy feels like there's no way that he's going to win the game, then most guys will just stop playing the game and find another game that they can play and win at. And so you want to be a video game that he can win, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And so you have to show interest. You have to let him know that you're interested in him, which, you know, is a lot of, there's a lot of different ways to do it, right? You can flirt with a guy, just reaching out to him every once in a while. You know, I know that a lot of people are like, oh, you know, they go to these different extremes, right? Like, they go from this place of like chasing a guy and doing everything, and then they jump to the other extreme of like, I'm never going to contact him, and I'm never going to reach out, and I'm not going to do anything and show any interest. And we get women in our community that do that. And that's actually, if you've done that, by the way, don't beat up yourself about it, right? Mm-hmm. It's a natural and normal process that everybody goes through when they're learning a new skill. They go from one side to the other, and then eventually they find that the magic is in the middle,
yes.
right?
Yes.
And so you can do a lot of things, right? If the guy is in his masculine energy and he's moving towards you and he's pursuing you and chasing you and doing all those things, you can actually reach out. You can show interest. You can do all the things that a lot of women are scared of doing, and you should do those things. I've had a number of different clients that have actually run into this challenge before, and I can always tell, right? I always know when attainability is the biggest challenge, because they'll tell me that they don't get on, you know, second or third dates with guys. And a lot of times they're beautiful women, right? We have some of the most beautiful women in the world as a part of our community, but some of them still don't get second and third dates, right? Some of them are amazing. They have great personalities. They have tons of stuff. Some of them are millionaires. Some of them have, you know, just amazing things going for them, and they still don't get second dates. Why? Well, one of the big reasons is attainability, because the guy doesn't feel like he can actually attain her in a romantic sense, right? There's a whole bunch of reasons why a guy might disappear, but this is a huge one, especially if you have a pattern like this. I feel like I'm hogging all the talking time. You want to say something about this, Helena?
Oh yeah. I'm like dying to jump in. Yeah. We were laughing about this yesterday when we were talking. We were saying, oh, it's not that people are misinterpreting what we're saying with the leaning back feminine energy advice. It's that there's actually coaches out there that say never, ever, ever reach out to a man. Right. And so it's not this thing. People get so confused. Like, well, you know, am I supposed to be my feminine here? I'm supposed to be my masculine. Like, what am I? And you get very up in your head when, you know, I say, if you know a guy's crazy about you, if you know his energy is coming towards you, you can't shake the right guy off of you. Once you get to that place and you're feeling confident, you know that you could basically have any man you wanted, right? You can do whatever you want. You can reach out, you can lean forward, you can invite a guy over for dinner. Most women who come to us are not at that place. They're caught in the throes of this roller coaster of these highs and lows, the hot and cold man, right? A man who's really back and forth in his behavior towards her. And so they've been leaning forward, trying to make things happen, right? And that just pushes the guy away. It decreases your value in his eyes. It causes him to lose attraction. So that's when we say, bring it back to zero at first, just to get the experience of what it feels like for a man's energy to come towards you, just to kind of like bring it back to neutral, right? Then when you're feeling confident, of course, responding, you want to always be constantly responding to a man. And of course, basically you can do whatever you want. Once you get to that place where you're feeling confident and you know this man is pursuing you and he's not going anywhere. So we'd love to hear your guys' experience with this too. Let us know. But I love everything you said about that. I know you have a lot to say about the be yourself advice, right? I should just be able to be myself. And if you're leaning forward out of anxiety, or you're overfunctioning because you're afraid, you're centered around this fear of losing a man, that's not really being your true self. That's acting out of maybe a past wounds or conditioning, or maybe like an anxious attachment style tendency. So we help you with our work uncover your most authentic self and shine it out. So then truly you're organically led to make the best decisions for yourself and respond with that next logical step, rather than being up in your head. Should I lean back? Should I lean forward? You want to get out of that walking on eggshells energy. That's my take on that. So hopefully that made sense. And are we ready for number three?
Yeah, absolutely. Ready for number three. And actually, let me just say something else about that too. Yeah. I mean, if you feel like you have to walk on eggshells, mm-hmm. and if you do something, it's going to like totally turn them off and freak them out. That's a red flag, right? Totally. It's a flag that's showing you that there's something wrong. There's mm-hmm. something weird about your situation. There's some kind of weird thing that's off, and you need to take a step back and figure out what that is so that you're not continuing to stay in a bad situation, or, you know, you're communicating and pulling up all the stuff that's not been said, not on the table, so you can find out what's actually going on and you can make sure that you're getting into the best situation and you're not just wasting, you know, weeks, months, or years in a situation that's not going anywhere, or a situation that you thought was going somewhere, but it's really not.
Such a good point. Yeah. If you're overanalyzing, usually it's a red flag. With the right guy, you're just not going to have to do that. He's going to be consistent and reliable and dependable, truly, right? So love that you threw that in there, Matt. So yeah, what is that third secret you want to share?
Okay. So secret number three is giving him different ways to chase you. And so clients of mine know one thing. And this one thing that they know is that a man's investment in you is far more important than your investment in him. This is something that I call the investment principle. And when a man invests in you, he puts his time, his energy, his effort, and he moves towards you. What ends up happening is he starts backwards rationalizing how much he likes you. And he starts feeling attached to you, and he starts feeling like he doesn't want to let you go. It's something called the sunk cost fallacy. And basically what the sunk cost fallacy says is that the more and more and more that he invests in you, the less he'll want to let you go. And the more he'll start looking at his life and being like, oh, wow, I really like this girl. And I've been doing all these things, right? I keep buying her stuff. I drive all over the city for her. I, you know, bring things to her. I help her with these different things. I do all this different stuff just for her. I act differently around her than I do around other women. And what that's going to do is he's just going to keep rationalizing in his mind. He'll be like, wow, I must really like her. I just can't help myself when I'm around her. Right. And this is what happens when he chases you. And if you're the one that's chasing him, he gets robbed of that experience. And instead you have that experience. And a lot of times it's with a guy that's not actually, you know, sending this to the right place, right? And he's not taking you to the right place. He's not taking you to that relationship. And you end up getting attached to him. You end up feeling like you don't want to let him go, like he's everything, and you want to fall in love with him and all these different things, right? But he's not doing what you want him to do. And the reason is because you've been investing in him, which is why it's so much more important that he's investing in you. And so how do you do this? Did you want to say anything about that?
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, it's not the amount of energy and effort you put into a relationship that determines a man's desire to commit and devote himself to it. It's the amount of effort he puts in that determines that desire, I think is what I hear you saying, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's your way of saying it, right? I think I've heard you say that a few times in the past.
I feel like I probably got that from you somewhere along the line. But yeah, that's just my kind of summary of it. So important, because as women, we think, I'm trying to show him how much I care, how much I love him, and how much I'm there for him. And I've shown this man every single thing I have to offer, and he disappeared, or he pulled back, or he says he loves me, but he's not in love with me, or he's not ready for a real relationship. We hear this all the time from women in our community, and we don't want you to get stuck in a situation like that. It's just heartbreaking, right? It's super important.
Yeah, I was actually watching a movie the other day. It's an old movie. Well, it's not that old. It's from 1995. It's called Rob Roy. And there's this woman in that movie who was like, you know, she was hooking up with this guy. And at one point she ended up getting pregnant, and he's like, I don't care, like, you know, what you do. And she's like, but I love you. And he's like, so, you know, like, what does that mean to me? Right. And it just shows you, like, your love for him, or how much you're in love with him, how attracted you are to him, has nothing to do with what's going on with him. And that's why you want a guy who's pursuing you and who has those feelings with you before you end up getting attached and doing all those things, right? And we see women all the time in the community, and women will ask other women, like, why are you with this guy? And they'll be like, because I love him, right? And you're like, well, that's not the only reason to be with somebody. And, mm-hmm. and the reality is that love isn't everything, right? Love isn't everything for most people. You need to have other things in the relationship too, like respect, like appreciation, like, you know, common values, like all kinds of different things, right? There's a lot of different things that matter in a relationship, and love can make somebody, you know, become blind and just go after something. But you also want to use not only your emotions, but your logic, right? It's like the logic and emotions are like two wings of a bird. And if you're just flying around with one wing, it becomes a huge problem. But if you're using both wings, this is my bird. That's me as a bird. All right. So anyway, how do you do this?
I think that's great. For some women, maybe just this feeling of longing for this man and just loving him is enough, and they're okay accepting crumbs just to keep this man around. But we don't want that for you guys, right? And by the way, when we keep talking about women in our community, go join our community on Facebook, right? Totally free. It's called the Goddess Community. You can search for it, or I can include a link down below in the description when we're done, and join. I think we have over 11,000 women there, right? All helping mm-hmm. each other out and supporting each other.
Yep. Absolutely. Yep. We've got over 11,000 women. And my suggestion is actually that you join my program. Helena has a link in the description. You can join my program for free and become a part of our community and get all the things that we're talking about in much, much greater detail in that program. All right. And so real quick, let's talk about how to do this. There's a few different ways that you can get a guy to start chasing you. One is you set standards, right? And setting a standard is doing something like saying, you know, I really like it when, or I like guys who, or I really like it when you, and then talking about something, right? So if you say, it's really attractive to me when guys act like gentlemen, it's just, I don't know, there's something about it. Just, it makes me feel so special and taken care of, right? You're setting a standard right there where you're saying that men in your life, you want the men in your life to be acting like gentlemen. And, you know, then he gets to decide whether he fulfills that or not. There are other ways that you can do this as well, right? Like just asking him for small favors. And it can be just little things like asking him to grab your coat, or, you know, asking him to get you your drink, or, you know, whatever, right? Any little thing that you can do. Sometimes if you go on a date, and you're going to meet, like, let's say that you wanted to go to the park or something, you can ask him if he could bring some water, or if he could pick up something on the way over. And that way he's investing, right? He's doing things. He's doing these things, and he's investing his time, his energy, his money. You know, you want him to be traveling to see you. You want him to be doing all these things. That doesn't mean that you can't do them as well to a certain extent, right? Mm-hmm. If you're like going on a date or something, sure, you want him to travel as much as possible, but that doesn't mean that you can't meet him halfway. It doesn't mean that sometimes you can't go to him or whatever, right? Like it's one of those things where everything's a two-way street when it comes to relationships. Relationships are built by two people. And so you always have to remember that the magic is in the middle. Mm-hmm. You know, Helena and I talk about leaning back sometimes, and we talk about like a man's energy coming to you. And, you know, at the same time, there's ratios. I talk about ratios sometimes, right? And there's like this ratio of how much you're initiating versus how much he's initiating. And generally I give a ratio of somewhere of like one to three or one to four, right? So if he initiated three times, you can initiate. If he's mm-hmm. initiated four times, you can initiate. It can also be a 1-to-1 ratio, right? Where he initiates and you initiate. What you don't want it to be is you're initiating three times and then he's initiating one time, right? Because what ends up happening when you're doing that, right? You start chasing. That's what we talk about when we're talking about chasing, is that you start doing everything. You start investing. You start putting all your energy and effort into it. Is you start missing all those red flags of there's something missing or there's something going on wrong in the relationship. And so you want him to be doing those things as much as possible, but you can also contribute as well. And I just want to double, triple, quadruple clarify that in case anybody was confused about it at this point. So yeah. Did you
love it? Yeah. Yeah. The problem happens when you're doing everything, and women can easily slip into this because they feel like if they stop initiating all the time, if they stop making it super easy for a man, that he's just going to drop off or fade away. And you actually want that to happen because you don't want to live your life like that, where you're doing everything. You're going to build up resentment and anger when a man doesn't give you that response you're subtly or not so subtly hoping for. So, so important. I'm really glad you clarified all of that.
Great. All right, yeah. So let's move on to number four. Number four is giving him space to chase you. And so there's something out there called the law of familiarity. This is my least favorite law ever, right? It's the crying law. It's the, no, why does this law exist? But it's a law. I didn't choose the laws, okay? I'm just communicating the laws to you and what they are. And the law of familiarity, it states that the more something is around you, the more that you take its presence for granted. And so what ends up happening is if you're around him all the time, if you're constantly around him and doing things with him and all that kind of stuff, what ends up happening is that he becomes desensitized to you, right? So you're not as interesting if it's like when I was in the military, I used to come home from the military and I would see everybody and everybody's like, oh, Matt's home. Let's hang out with Matt. And everybody's like traveling to come and see me and stuff. And then I was around for like a month or something like that. And it was that way when I first got there, but then I was there for a while and it was like, nobody even cared anymore. You know what I mean? Like everybody all of a sudden didn't care that Matt was home, you know, after the second week of me being here. And so it's one of those things. For me, I was like, well, I'll just leave then come back in a couple of weeks and then everybody will be excited to see me again. Right. And so we value things that aren't around all the time, right? And if we have less of it, we tend to appreciate it more than if it's in our face all the time. And so basically, he can't chase you if you're standing so close to him that he can touch you. And so you don't want to be doing everything. You don't want to be calling all the time. You want to have your own life. You want to create a separate identity. Right. So there's a law that's called the law of identification. And this is actually a happier law. Maybe it's a happier law. I don't know. The law of identification states that whatever you identify as, you will end up becoming obsessed with. Right. Like it'll become a part of you. And so it's something that's in you and with you. And what happens in relationships, or sometimes not even in relationships with guys who are around you, is that you'll start thinking of the two of you being together. You'll start dreaming of the two of you being together. And what psychologists have found out is that this actually makes you feel like you kind of bridge an identity together, right? And you start feeling like you're one person. And that's why when he pulls away or you break up or something happens, it's like completely devastating to you because it feels like you've actually lost a part of yourself. Mm-hmm. And so you want to have a solid, strong identity outside of him. And how do you create a strong, solid identity? You do things that are you, right? You become more of who you are, right? You go and do passions that you have. You go and do hobbies that you have. You go and do things that fill you up and make you strong and make you feel like you are you. That way, when you go and you hang out with him, it's fun and you have a good time together, but it's not like you're completely molding everything together and he's your life and this is it. And what's he going to do next? Because if he does the wrong thing, it's going to drive me crazy and I don't want that, right? You don't want to do that. Mm-hmm. Right. Instead, you want to have fun and you want to have a good time. And if he pulls away, it's like, whatever, you know, you don't even know. It's okay. You let him go. Right. Mm-hmm. You want him to chase you. And if he's not going to chase you, then somebody else will.
Yeah. So important. Yeah. Women ask me all the time how to not overinvest, and we overinvest. It's in our mind usually, because it's like we're thinking about this man constantly, even when he's not right in front of us, even when he's not contacting us or setting up a date or moving things forward. The more mental energy you put in my experience, my opinion, the more it causes you to invest. And then you feel resentful or devastated when he doesn't step up. Basically, in my opinion, you'd want to like train yourself to focus on what's right in front of you, right? So if this man is not right in front of you right now, what is right in front of you? And that's what Matt's talking about, building up your life, having this full, complete life, because a man's not going to be there 100% of the time, 100% of the way you want him to show up. Like, he's got his stuff going on too, right? So you don't want to be tracking the connection so closely that your self-esteem or your mood or your emotional state is all wrapped up in what this one man is doing or not doing, right? Super important.
Right. The more that you have a strong identity, the less you'll get attached, mm-hmm. right? The less mm-hmm. you'll get obsessed, the less you'll start losing yourself to this man and to this relationship or non-relationship, depending on what it is. So let's move on to number five here. Number five is going to be creating a deep emotional connection with the man that you're with. So whenever he's with you, so this is kind of, it may seem like it's obvious when I say this, but the reality is that you want to be connecting with his heart. Mm-hmm. And what a lot of women do is they try to make a man fall in love with them because of superficial aspects of who they are or because of like things that maybe they are really attracted to, right? So a lot of women, they're like, okay, well, what's attractive to me in a guy? And they're like, a guy that's got these achievements and that he does these things and he's, you know, got all these things going for him and he's this and that and this and that and that, right? And those things are great things for guys, right? A lot of times they'll be like, oh, that's really attractive, but he's not going to fall in love with you for those things. He will fall in love with you because he connects with you, not because you're trying to connect with him by being like really smart and cool and funny and interesting and all those kinds of things. He connects with you because of who you are, like the essence inside of yourself, right? Mm-hmm. Connecting with your heart, connecting with him through your heart. And there's actually something called the emotional range principle as well, which is because there's different aspects of this, right? So there's kind of the inner aspect, which is like connecting with yourself and then connecting with him through yourself. And then there's kind of an external aspect of it, which is creating these emotional instances in the conversations that you have or when you're around him or, you know, whenever things are happening around you, right? So if, let's say, for instance, you want to connect with him and you want him to feel different emotions. I call this the emotional range principle. And what you do is you can ask him questions, right? Because whatever we focus on, we feel. And if you want to change somebody's focus, the fastest way to do it is ask them a question. And if you ask him a question, you can make him feel different things, right? Ask him about things that he might be passionate about or, you know, things that he's excited about in his life or things that are funny or, you know, asking him about his hobbies and stuff like that, right? And it'll get him talking about the things that he's really interested in and it'll get him focusing on those things. And if he focuses on those things and he's around you, then he's going to start associating you with those emotions that he's feeling. And so he'll look at you, feel a good emotion, look at you, feel a good emotion. And then whenever he looks at you, he'll start feeling a good emotion. or thinking mm-hmm. about you or whatever. So
yes. Okay. Love that. Yes. For the 300 people watching live, don't forget to like the video, leave us a comment. I keep getting distracted by all these comments over here. Every time I'm looking over there, we have so many great questions.
We have to hide the comments from Helena.
Just like old times, right?
Yeah.
I can't steal
the phone from you right now, Helena.
Yeah, I know. Right. So, this is great. Wow. This is really hitting home. My man's always on my mind to the point of anxiety. It's all about changing your mindset. It's so important. I see so many women trying to connect with a man in ways that just don't work. Just like you said, maybe just through a physical connection or a mental connection. And those are not the right roads to love, right? You have to learn how to create a deep emotional bond and heart to heart connection with a man if you want him to fall in love. So I love everything you said. I think it's so important. And that is coming from who you are. It's not something you can do or some technique you can apply that's going to make a man fall in love with you for life. It's like he's got to resonate with who you are. And so you don't want to be trying so hard and forcing this to happen with a man who's like halfway out the door. That's what we see all the time. It's just a recipe for heartbreak. So love everything you said there. Do you want to recap these five, or is there anything else you want to say on that last one?
No, I mean, that's it. Kind of going off of what you said too, because I think what you were talking about is really, really important. And I do talk about like these techniques, right? Asking him questions and stuff,
right.
And it mm-hmm. will make him feel something, which will make him want to be around you more. Mm-hmm. But really, like, if you really want him to fall in love, you want him to fall in love with you. And mm-hmm. the only way that he's going to fall in love with you is if he connects with you and who you are from your heart. Right. And it can kind of get them started. Right. It can like, you know, start. I don't know if anybody here is a camper, but if you like start a fire, right, you can start a fire with those questions and making them feel those different things. But what you really want him to do that'll like create that big burning flame of love, that burning flame of love around you. Maybe you don't want to burn yourself. Anyway, the point is that he falls in love with who you are.
So good. I think it's great. Yeah. So important.
Yeah. And if you want like the whole system that I have for getting a guy to chase you and fall in love with you and feel like you are the one special woman that he wants in his life forever, my suggestion is that you pick up a copy of The Forever Woman. You can check out the link in the description below here to get it. You can get it for free, and you can get access to it for free. And if you want to stay a part of our community, you'll have an option to do that as well. And it's a really great program. It's changed so many women's lives. It's helped women who were single find the love of their life and get married with him. It's helped women get back together with their exes. It's helped women get over their exes. It's helped women who were in friend with benefits type situations get into committed situations with the men that they wanted. It's helped women who were married actually fix their marriages and get into a situation where their man just absolutely loves and cherishes and values them. So my suggestion is that you go and check it out. You can get it for free. You can go through the whole program for free. No problem at all. And check it out. Description below. Get it in the description below.
First link in the description. I saw some questions about long distance relationships. Matt, I also included your link to your long distance allure program for how to apply these concepts to a long distance relationship for anyone in that situation. And people can get their personal questions answered by one of our coaches, right? One of our top coaches when they join the program, which is one of the best things about that, right? Amazing.
Yeah, we have a couple of really awesome coaches who are part of the program, and they will answer your questions and whatever's going on with you and help you fix your situation so that you're in a situation where you are absolutely loved, seen, and cherished by the man that you're with. Because I know that you want that. That's what everybody wants, right?
Okay. Love it.
So the first one, going over the recap here. So making him chase you. So you do not chase him. And instead, what you want to do is, number one, shift your focus from the man to the relationship that you want. So stop making it about getting him and start making it about getting the relationship so that he can either step up or let somebody else step up. Number two is show romantic interest in him. So you want to show him some kind of interest in some way so that he'll start pursuing you and moving towards you and chasing you. Because I can tell you so many women who don't get second dates. I actually had a woman do this the other day where she, I told her to go and text this guy. And she was like, oh my God, isn't that against the rules? And I'm like, just text him, because she thought he ghosted on her. And I was like, just text him and see what happens. Right. And so she texted him and she said that he almost immediately responded. And I told her what to text next. And then he ended up being like, oh, well, I thought you weren't really interested in me. I didn't think you really liked me. You know, that's why I wasn't contacting you ever, you know, anymore. And so it's one of those things, right? Like, it's so funny when women are like, this guy ghosted me. And I'm like, are you sure he ghosted you? Are you sure that he doesn't think that you ghosted him, or he doesn't think that you're not interested in him in the first place? And that's why the attainability principle is so important. And it's so important that you show interest in him. Number three is giving him ways to chase you. So you want to give him different ways that he can step up to the plate and chase you and invest in you. Number four is giving him some space. He can't chase you if you're standing so close to him that he can touch you. Number five is create a deep emotional connection with him when he's around, because that's what's going to make him fall in love and want to be with you forever.
So good. Yeah, make sure to check out Matt's Forever Woman program while he's still offering it totally free just for women in my community. That's the first link in the description. You can get your personal questions answered by one of our coaches. Such a huge, amazing value, and you're offering that for free. So generous of you, Matt. Thank you so much. Any last words of wisdom you want to share before we close out?
Yeah, I just want to thank everybody for being here with us right now. It's just such an honor and a privilege for me to be serving you and helping all of you. So thank you so much for being here. We have some of the most beautiful, amazing, awesome women in the entire world, a part of our community. And I would be honored if you join our community. And, you know, my goal in my life is to serve you to the highest possible extent that I can. So thank you so much for being here. Thank you for allowing me to help you on your journey to creating the relationship that you've always wanted to have. Thank you so much, Helena, for having me on the channel. And we will speak with you again sometime soon.
Yes. Thank you guys so much. We love you. And we hope to see you again very soon. If you're tired of struggling in your love life and you want a proven system to get into and maintain a relationship where you're consistently loved, valued, and cherished, go to forever1234.com. Again, that's forever1234.com.